Welcome back, guys. So I'm here to dispel a myth today. Belts do not matter. They absolutely do not matter. Think about it. Like, especially if you're rolling no gi, it absolutely does not matter. I can see when you're rolling with the gi. The only thing that it really does, the problem with belts, is when you're rolling in the gi, there's like this hierarchy, right? You see your purple belts, you see your brown belts, your black belts, and they're treated in a certain way. Like, there's like different classes. If you're a white belt, you can't say anything. If you're a blue belt, you can't say anything because you guys don't really know anything. Purple belts, they can kind of like chirp a little bit here and there, but they shut up when brown belts and black belts speak. Some purple belts talk even when they speak too. But for the most part, you know, there's this hierarchy, and you can't, you can say something or you can't say something because of the belt that you have. And I know it equates to like the experience level, or supposed to rather equate to, you know, I've been doing jiu-jitsu for roughly a year to 2 years. So I'm roughly a, you know, blue belt. I've been doing jiu-jitsu for about 4 years. I'm roughly a purple belt. You know, I've been doing it anywhere between 6 to 8, maybe even 10 years. I'm a brown belt. Or, you know, 8 to 12 years, I'm a black belt, right? Depending on how consistent you train and things like that. But honestly, guys, like, I was a white belt for 7 years. For 7 years. And I was subbing purple belts, giving brown belts a hard time, giving black belts a hard time. Like, why do I have to work so hard to sub this white belt? When you just look at belts, it means absolutely nothing. Nothing. It's just a marketing. It's a marketing tactic. That's all it is. It's purely a marketing tactic. It's a good one. Honestly, it's a good one. You feel accomplished when you get something, but does it make you better? It's nice to be acknowledged. It's nice to be acknowledged by the community that you spend time with. They see the work that you're putting in. They see the hard work, the sweat, the sacrifices, the injuries that you endured, but you're still on the mat. Still, you're pushing forward. You're overcoming. You're growing as an individual. They see that, and it's nice to be rewarded for that, because the belt, I guess the black belt, means that you sacrifice, you put in that effort, right? It's supposed to mean that. But that's really it. Honestly, other than that, if you had any other argument, it means absolutely nothing. Because we know, I've seen purple belts mop the floor with black belts. I've seen white belts mop the floor with purple belts. Right? Like, what is a D1 wrestler with 20 years of experience wrestling since they were 4? What is that person? That person's a white belt because they never did jiu-jitsu? Do you really think that person's a white belt? But if you're just looking at the belts, you're gonna roll with that person, you're gonna get destroyed. Destroyed. You could even be a black belt. You still might get you might have a really hard time. I've seen this. And then you give that D1 wrestler 2 years of jiu-jitsu. What, they're blue belt? Are they really? Are you sure? Because their top game is not a blue belt. They got a black belt top game. Right? Their submissions are not. Maybe their submissions are going to be a blue belt. But give them a couple more years. What are they? Does it even matter, though? Right? Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. What matters is that person putting in the time in their game, analyzing their game, right? Because look, honestly, like, let's think about it. You can spend 5 years or a year training every single day, not studying your game. I could train the same year, training 3 times a week, but every single time I train, I record my videos. I record my roles. I watch over the videos, right? I'm watching, you know, footage. I'm learning instructionals. I'm watching competition matches. I'm trying to incorporate that into my jiu-jitsu, and I have the rest and recovery. I'm going to be better than you. And it doesn't matter how much mat time you had, right? It, and in my opinion, it doesn't really matter. But that might be a way that I learn too. Like, I don't need to drill a million different times for my body to know what to do. I just need to understand the concepts and tell my body what to do. Maybe it's from a little bit of an athletic background. But again, what does belts mean? What do belts mean in that situation? Absolutely nothing. Because, you know, the first 7 years of me training jiu-jitsu, if you would have looked at me, you'd be like, oh, he's a white belt. Take it easy. And people did take it easy. And they got choked out. And it was like, well, I'm never doing that again. And I had a much harder time, right? Because they realized, like, oh, he might be wearing a white belt, but he's not a white belt. You have to respect the individual that's in front of you, regardless of their rank, regardless of how much experience they had. Respect the individual in front of you, and that's what I love about jiu-jitsu, because if you don't respect the individual in front of you, you will get humbled. Jiu-jitsu is very real. It makes you wake up to that reality. When you start sleeping, you give too many different positions because, oh, they're a white belt. Now let's speak about why they don't belt people appropriately. Now I gotta give a shout out to BJJ Globetrotters. I know that they'll test you and belt you right then and there. If they feel like you are a black belt, or they feel like you're a purple belt, blue belt, brown belt, they will belt you when you go to their camps and everything. They will just belt you right then and there. But most gyms, they want to see you put in the dues. They want to see you put in the time. I lucked out with the gym that I went to finally after 7 years. And they were just like, dude, no way. We can't be having you say you're a white belt and you feel like you're a purple belt. Right? And then boom, skip blue belt straight to purple belt. But did I care? Yes, of course. I cared in the moment because it was like nice to be like, you know, finally I'm not a white belt. Great. But did it make a difference? No. My game was still my game. Right? Was I instantly able to beat other people? No. Now, it might have had a mental warfare against some of the white belts or blue belts, right? Like, oh, dang, he's a purple belt. Oh, that makes sense. And then in their mind, they're already accepting defeat without really trying hard. That's really a possibility, and that's something that you got to be on guard when you're doing jiu-jitsu, and that's why another reason why I don't like the belts, because of that mental battle, right? When you see a black belt, you're just thinking, like, I'm going to lose. No. He puts on his belt the same way you put on your belt. He puts on his gi the same way you put on your gi. Or she. Right? They bleed the same way we bleed. Their bones break the same way our bones break. Not justifying violence, not seeking violence or anything like that, but they are a person. If I'm able to control grips, if I'm able to control their hands, they're not going to be able to do anything to me. If they're able to control my hands, I'm not going to be able to do anything to them. Grip fighting, the basics of jiu-jitsu, going back to it. We talked about, you know, building out your game. It all starts with the grip fighting. No matter what belt you are, right? The black belts are just going to grip fight more. They're going to be more savvy with their grip fights. They may set up the grip fight. Might give you a grip that you think you want when you really don't want that grip, right? They might be setting you up with the grip fights, right? But honestly, a purple belt could be doing that too. They might have watched something on YouTube, an amazing sequence from a black belt on YouTube, or somebody who did jiu-jitsu for a long time on YouTube, or grappling. Now they got their setups. Now they got their strategies. But they're a blue belt. And you don't know about that setup. You don't know about that strategy. Boom, they catch you with it. Belts do not matter. It does not matter. But it's nice to be appreciated. It's nice to be appreciated, for sure. So when you get your next belt, are you going to be like, yes? Are you just chasing the belt? Because if you are chasing the belt, there's no way you could be a 7-year white belt. There's no way, because you didn't get the recognition. Or are you doing this because you want to be the baddest MF-er, you know, in your household, you know, on the gym? You just want to be better. You want to train with the guys. You don't care about the belts. You just want to have fun. You just want to enjoy your time. You want to constantly face danger and overcome it, constantly face struggle and overcome it. Just telling yourself some days, like, oh, I don't even want to go to jiu-jitsu. Like, my body's beat up. Like, ah, so-and-so is going to be there at the gym. They're a tough role every single time. They kick my butt every single time. But guess what? You go anyway. Oh, it's raining. It's snowing. Guess what? You go anyway. You overcome anyway because you love the game. because you're addicted to the game, not because I want to get my black belt, I want to get my blue belt, I want to get my purple belt, I want to get my brown belt. That's not why you do it, because those people, those are the ones that get the belt and then they quit. They get the blue belt and they quit. They get the purple belt, they quit. They get the black belt and they quit. I think it was a guy who got his black belt from Marcelo Garcia. He said, I have nothing else to learn, and quit. How arrogant. But that shows what he was really chasing, right? People can chase things for a really long time. A really long time. If you're just in this for a short ride, chase the belt. But if you're in this for an experience that's going to grow you as an adult, grow you as a human being, grow you as a kid, grow you as whoever you are, but just ultimately grow you and challenge you and push you to the next level, push you to be the person that you didn't think you could be, to give you that confidence continuously in the reality check and to be constantly humbled, because we all need to be humbled, then you're going to train regardless of the belt, because you know that sugar honey iced tea don't matter. All right, I'll catch you on the next episode. See you guys. Let me know what you think.